This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Britons will no longer be required by law to wear face masks indoors once the government lifts coronavirus restrictions later this month. He made the announcement Monday, saying a final decision on the reopening date will take place next week. Johnson confirmed that the target date is July 19th, despite a growing number of coronavirus cases caused by the highly transmissible Delta variant. At a news conference in London, Johnson said the government will move away from legal restrictions and allow people to make their own decisions about how to manage the virus. Businesses will be allowed to require social distancing and face masks if they choose to do so. The prime minister warned that once the restrictions are lifted, the rate of new cases and deaths will likely rise. The spread of the Delta variant, first identified in India, has led to a jump in cases around the world. In South Korea, health officials reported 711 new cases on Monday, the third consecutive day of more than 700 cases. The majority of cases came from the Seoul metropolitan area. Indonesia said Monday it is seeking more oxygen supplies as it battles a surge of COVID-19 cases fueled by the spread of the Delta variant. The government said it's asking oxygen producers to allocate their entire supply for use by COVID-19 patients and said it will import more oxygen if needed. In Luxembourg, officials said Monday that Prime Minister Xavier Bettel is in serious but stable condition after contracting COVID-19 and will remain hospitalized for now. Bettel was admitted to the hospital Sunday after testing positive for the virus following a two-day European Union summit in Brussels. You can find more on all of the stories we're carrying at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A press watchdog group, Reporters Without Borders, named 37 world leaders on Monday as media predators who, quote, cracked down massively on press freedom. For the first time, the list includes a Western European head of state, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The list also includes two women, Sheikh Hasina, the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, and Carrie Lam, the pro-Beijing chief executive of Hong Kong. Reporters Without Borders said the most notable name on the list is Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, who is thought to be responsible for the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. The Washington Post is reporting that more than 1,000 Afghan soldiers fled into neighboring Tajikistan early on Monday to escape clashes with Taliban insurgents. The Taliban has mounted an aggressive campaign for territory as NATO forces withdraw from Afghanistan to meet a September 11th deadline. Citing a statement from Tajikistan's border authority, Tajik state-run news agency Kovar said Monday that 1,037 Afghan servicemen have crossed the border from Afghanistan's Badakhshan province. The president of Tajikistan has released a statement on his website saying he has ordered the mobilization of 20,000 reserve troops to the border. Tajik authorities have repeatedly said they will not interfere in internal Afghan matters. The BBC reports that the influx was the third wave of Afghan soldiers to flee into Tajikistan in recent days and the fifth in 2 weeks. It brings the total to nearly 1,600. The United Nations Special Rapporteur to Belarus likened the country to a totalitarian regime on Sunday. Anais Marin urged authorities to release over 500 people who rights groups consider political prisoners. Marin cited the case of jailed journalist Roman Protasevich, whose Ryanair flight from Greece to Lithuania in May was diverted to land in Minsk, where he was immediately arrested. Speaking to the Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland, Marin said the incident, quote, illustrates the desire of authorities to end all forms of dissidence by purging society of elements it considers undesirable. France's champagne industry group on Monday blasted a new Russian law that forces foreign producers to add a sparkling wine reference to their bottles of champagne and called for the halting of exports of that bubbly drink to Russia. The law was signed by Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.